I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? I'm musical mistake.
What is up, Jerry? Welcome to Monday and another episode of Bailed Out. This week we break down what is arguably the biggest misstep in the history of music. We discussed a late 90s music festival, and I'd like to say that we love you, Mom. All of that and more right now on Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
Talk mistakes made from the stage. All we can do, look back and laugh. Bailed Out with James and Zach.
Ever since I can remember, I've been working these. Then they better put my money in my hand.
Hey man, it's your boy Project Pata, and you listening to Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. You know what I'm saying? Stay on your grind, it's going down. Your boy Project Pata.
I'm dirty sucker, French braid gold teeth. I'm out here making sense, cause I'm out here making dollars.
Hello everyone, I am Zach, that is James on the other end.
Hey,
his beautiful face. There he is. But you get to listen to the sweet, buttery sounds of James's vocal cords for the next 45 minutes, hour, however long we're here. And thank you for that. Yeah, man. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back. You know, I feel like I don't say it enough, but give us some likes.
Yeah, that is true. Who are they liking? Who are they listening to?
I mean, they're listening to us, right?
What is it called?
It's Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
Us.
That's us, man.
That's us. Like us. That's right. Who are we?
give us reviews.
Give us them reviews, man. Yeah. All that shit. But anyway, at least you're here listening to us, so we appreciate that.
Yeah,
as well.
That's all. That's not all that matters, but that's what's most important.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah, we are here for a new week. It is a lovely October fall night here in the great state of Ohio. How's the weather there?
I think it was almost 90 degrees today.
Ooh,
it's pretty
hot. So for those who don't know, this week is James's week to pick a song.
Yeah,
he's going to spring it on me. Mm-hmm. He's going to set the bail. I'm going to decide whether or not we're going to post bail for whatever it is we're getting into. I don't know. Only he does. We will find out together.
I'm the only one on the planet right now that knows what song it is. I do have a couple of notes from last week, if it's all right with you.
Oh, note it up.
Okay, so I remember what I wanted to say about the episode before last
week. Oh, so 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, note. We got a two-week ago note. And it wasn't necessarily a mistake, okay? So you may have, you may recall... me saying that Dave Coulier is from the state up north.
Okay. I recall that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I realized we've got listeners in 44 countries now, 40 states in the union.
Okay.
They might not all know what we're referring to when we say that.
The state up north.
Yeah. So as Zach mentioned, we're both from Ohio. And we have a fandom of a certain sports team, and the state directly above Ohio, if you look on the map, looks like a mitten. We refuse to say the name of the state.
That is the state up
north. That is the state up north. So I just wanted to clarify that. So if anybody is wondering, now you know.
You know, I am possibly going to be working in the state up north. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's a tough one. Well, just whatever you do. Do like Woody Hayes. Do not stop for gas. Do not contribute to their economy at all. You just go in, get out.
Get out.
In, out.
Out. I will push my car over the line if I run out of gas.
Call me. I'll buy a plane ticket.
Okay.
I will fly to Toledo.
We'll get there.
Uber. Yep. Got you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
A couple other things about last week now. So... I shorted Kanye West's fortune $500 million. He's worth
I heard that
$1.3 $8 million, not $1.3 million. So shame
that's
on
even
me.
Worse.
Yeah. Yeah, shame on everybody.
Right.
I mean, I shorted him $500 million and I still said he was worth over $1 billion. Like
that's insane. So he's worth almost $2 billion.
Closer to two. And then speaking of Kanye, he legally changed his name to Ye this week.
Oh, just Ye?
Ye. His name is now Ye.
Ye. Hey, Ye. Hey,
the
Ye.
Artist formerly known as Kanye West.
It's just Ye.
Ye. Y-E.
Okay. Yeah, yep. He's got more personas than Prince. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but not as many as Diddy.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Diddy will use one and come back to it like every couple years. You know what
he
I mean?
Will.
You wait 10 years, he goes through the, he exactly. goes back through the, through
he the might, he game. Might, he might go by Kanye next.
Right.
Who to knows? Get on that action a little bit. That's what I might start doing.
Right.
Since
he's not Kanye.
No longer Kanye West anymore. I should change my name to Kanye West.
I think you should do it.
Maybe I'll think about it.
We could book all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah. Like, hey, it's fucking Kanye West is coming.
A good idea. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
The last thing I had, so if you don't recall, Zach, I asked you if your artist was Canadian before I started guessing.
Yeah.
And then I immediately guessed two Canadians. Justin Bieber and Drake.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was funny. Apparently,
yeah, that's funny. That's pretty funny. I like Drake. That is true. You did do that.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think of it? That is hilarious. Idiot. I forgot Drake was Canadian, eh?
Yeah, I'm stupid. So
yeah.
When I listened back to it, I was like, what a fucking idiot.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. So well, we're both idiots sense. Because I didn't. Yeah, I didn't we did either. We're rolling
with it. Nobody called me out on it. So
he's not American.
Yeah.
It's Kanye West. No, it's Ye.
Yeah. 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 Well, so this week, I have got a duo for you, Zach.
A duo. Okay.
Yeah, neither of which were born in America.
Okay.
One of them is French. The other is German.
Oh, man.
A duo. Okay. A
duo. French-German duo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this duo, the song that they have that I'm going to send to you, was never actually released as a single. The group released an album in 1993 on Joss Entertainment. But this song is kind of like Popo's Owl. They performed it on a couple of like talk shows, but it didn't make the album. They never released it. The song officially, okay, which actually made it hard to find lyrics, so I had to listen through this fucking YouTube video and jot down the lyrics.
Oh man, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, so that being said, there are some parts I didn't understand, so we're gonna have to kind of try to guess them ourselves.
We'll do it together. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to send you the link now.
Okay.
You take a look at it. You know, just play it for a second, take a look at the guys. And just see if they look familiar to you, okay?
Okay. Well, is it going to say who they are? That's what, you know what I mean?
No.
Oh,
well,
okay.
It will. But you may or may not know who it is by this. You'll see here in a second.
Okay. All right.
It's a roundabout way, but I'm getting to.
Okay. I dig it. I like it.
Yeah. A giant misstep. Of epic proportions.
Okay.
You can even read who the artists are.
I can read who the artists are, but I won't be able to. Okay.
I mean, yeah, see, like you'll be able to see them, the artist.
Oh, I know this. I know, but just by looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's Milli Vanilli.
It's Milli Vanilli. Exactly.
Don't you know it's true?
Yeah. And who? So, but it is actually Robin Babb.
Yeah.
That is the gentlemen who were Milli Vanilli.
Right.
So what this is their attempt. Hold on, don't play it yet.
Here we go. Hold on one second. Here, okay. I'm just going to pause it once the... Okay. Is this the attempt after the lip singing?
Yeah, this is their attempt at an actual...
An actual
music
album.
Career.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them, I believe, committed suicide or OD'd
or something
like that.
He did not commit suicide. He did OD. Yeah, that
okay,
was
that's...
Rob.
Yeah,
in April of 1998. He is dead. He's the German. Fab, French fella, still out there.
Okay.
I actually saw him perform Girl, You Know It's True in like 2018. I found the video. It was actually not bad, and it was him singing. Yeah. So, with that being said, Milli Vanilli is, to me, one of the largest missteps of all time.
Literally.
Literally. Okay. So for those of you who do not know who Milli Vanilli is, we have some younger listeners. Okay. They formed in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
The latter part 90? Of the.
No, or, that had I'm to sorry, be 88. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Sorry. Right. The latter part of the 80s, early 90s, they were huge. Okay.
Man, they were huge.
They had off of their debut record. They had one number two hit, Girl, You Know It's True. They had three number ones off that album. Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain.
Don't Forget My Number.
I don't know that one.
It's not good. And Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You.
I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
I know Girl, You Know It's True and Blame It on the Rain.
Yeah. If you heard Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You, you would probably remember that one.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't remember Don't Forget My Number. So what happened, everybody, is they released an album that they did not sing on. They lip sync the whole time. There is actually a couple of other guys who were the real singers on the album. And after this thing broke that Rob and Fab were not the actual singers, these guys started a group called The Real Milli Vanilli.
Nice.
Yes, exactly.
It's like Gallagher.
Yes. So it's Brad Howell, John Davis. Those are the guys who actually sung.
The Real Milli Vanilli.
The Real Milli Vanilli, exactly.
And didn't they, sorry if you're going to say it, I apologize. Didn't they get like outed, like, publicly, like they were playing like an award show and it starts skipping or some shit like that?
Yes, I have this here.
Okay. Yes.
So here's the deal about it. On July 21st, 1989,
mm-hmm.
is when that song skipping thing happened.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to find clips of it. I do have a clip that I'm going to insert here. It's from a VH1 Behind the Music type thing. So there's like some talking over it and stuff like that, but you'll be able to get the gist of it. Okay.
Okay.
So this happened in July, 1989. Okay. It was to Girl, You Know It's True.
The unthinkable happened. Their pre-recorded vocal track got stuck.
I wanted to die. It's stuck. Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl. 80,000 people. Girl, you know it's girl. You know. Yeah, I couldn't repeat it 15 times. Girl, you got all this stuff. So I stopped, I panicked, I ran off stage.
On February 21st, 1990, that's when they won the Grammy for New Artist.
Okay.
So it was after the whole skipping thing happened. And it wasn't until November 14th, 1990, that the mastermind behind Milli Vanilli, a guy named Frank Farian, he came out and admitted to everything. So he like put the group, he was like the Pearlman of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, all right? He put it together and he was the mastermind behind it. So he came out in 1990 and said, hey, you know, it's true. People, you know, it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Milli Vanilli ain't singing.
Yeah.
So that's when the walls all came tumbling down on Rob and Fab. And they had to give their Grammy back, the only time in the history
that they had to give a Grammy back. Yeah.
That the Grammy has been given back. So That's a little bit of background.
They're like the Reggie Bush of fucking Grammys.
That is exactly right.
That's crazy.
So, with that being said,
side note, did OJ get to keep his Gram or his fucking Heisman? Did he have to give it?
Sure did.
OJ's got his.
Remember? He sold it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what led to the second or the real prison incident. Okay. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said, this song that I have picked for you today is called, what's it called, Zach?
Well, it is called Don't Give Up the Fight.
That is right.
Love it.
Like I said, this song was the first song that they made. They just thought that they were going to slide back in there and be, you know, number one pop stars again, okay?
Right.
But as you'll hear, there's a reason that Milli Vanilli did not sing, or Robin Fab, I should say, did not sing on that Milli Vanilli album.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So, like I said, the song was not released on their album, but they did release an album in 1993.
Okay.
On something called Joss Entertainment. I don't remember if I said that.
You did? Yeah.
It sold 2,000 copies.
Oh, yeah. That is
not
bad.
Like liars. Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Man.
So this song did not make it on an album that sold 2,000 copies.
Jesus. 2,000 copies. Wow. Yeah. That is insane.
So this performance is on YouTube. I'll link it in the description here. Go check it out. It is from a performance on a television show, I believe in Madrid or Barcelona.
Okay.
It says you can hear Rob say in the song, you know, where they're at. So go ahead, go check out the song. When you come back, we will set bail and get into it. And we are back, everybody. I hope you got to check out the video. It's a doozy of a video, I think, Zach. I think you're going to get a big kick out of it.
I'm ready.
There's a couple of things on there that really gave me a good tickling.
Love it.
Before we get into it, though, it is time to set bail.
We got to set that bail. Okay.
I'm setting bail as a collective misstep.
The Milli Vanilli.
The Milli Vanilli, Robin.
Fab.
Fab and Rob.
Yeah.
Misstep. I keep wanting to say Robin Big.
Right.
But so between the lip singing and just this awful video, I'm going to set bail at $650,000.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm excited.
Pretty steep, I feel
That's
like.
That's pretty steep bail.
I feel like it's warranted. Once you hear them, I think you'll understand. And having to give the Grammy back, I mean,
it's pretty bad.
I remember at the press conference, he goes, do we give this Grammy back now?
Right.
I'll see if I can find that and put it in here, too.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit, man.
All right. So, Zach, without further ado.
Here we go. This is a 4-minute video, by the way.
It is.
Here it goes. Better turn it up.
All right, what's going on?
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Is this an original song?
Well,
because I've got messed up number one here already. Already.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard the song I Believe in Miracles?
The song is called You Sexy Thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why does it sound so much like, I mean, we've gotten 10 seconds into it and I thought it was a cover song.
That's what I was going to say here. The song was specifically made to show the world that you can make it on your own as artist, and before you even open your mouth, you've already stolen someone else's riff.
Right.
You couldn't even come up with your own original.
I mean, literally just opened it, and that's, I thought, I was like, hold on a minute, this is their own song. Why does it sound like that song? And that's called You Sexy Thing. I thought it was the I Believe in Miracles, Where You Come From, whatever, how it goes.
Yeah.
But it sounds shockingly like that already. So
it's got to be a sample. Right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get back into it here.
All right, go. All right, hit puff.
Okay, okay.
All right. So we got the first verse here, okay?
Okay, okay.
So what do you think about the rapping? I mean, what do you think about the skills?
You know, I don't know which one, which gentleman is on the left not wearing the red.
The gentleman on the left is Fab.
Okay, so Fab so far has got a little bit more skill to me.
Okay.
Just from what I've seen.
Rob is on the right. He's the one who started rapping first,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't digging him. I'm digging Fab here.
All right. Let me read the lyrics, okay?
Yeah. I heard homeboys and homegirls.
Exactly. Good stuff. Okay. Here. Verse one goes, get all you want and get down. You got to be cool if you want to hang around. You know that I know who I am. I was driving scared. I'm not a fool, man. That right there, I'm not sure about those lyrics. That I was driving scared part, I couldn't quite make out what he said.
Sure, sure.
And then, so that's Rob. And then Fab comes in. He goes, all you homeboys and homegirls uptown, you know what? Going to throw down.
Throwing down, baby.
You and me, baby, we're meant to be free. Speak our minds. We got a soul to save.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, again, I feel like those are pretty poor lyrics, and I really tried. All of them are pretty accurate, except for that I was driving scared. I'm not a fool, man. I don't know exactly what he said.
It's not. Yeah, it's not making any sense right now.
Go back and listen to it. See if you can decipher what he's saying.
I'm going to. Right here. Here we go. I believe in miracles. The dancing. So it sounds like to me, yeah.
I was driving scared. I'm not a fool, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying there.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, also, what I noticed at the beginning, too, right at the very beginning, the first thing I noticed is that the song, obviously, you hear the You Sexy thing, but even before that, the song comes in on just a drum beat. It's just drums. You've got a drummer there on an actual drum kit, but it sounds like
that's just
a drum machine.
That's 808s or some shit.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But
and it's breaking my heart.
Exactly. but the opening shot comes in on the bass player. There's no actual bass being played, but the guy is fingering away, man. Like he is playing that bass.
Yeah.
But there's no bass coming through the speakers yet.
No.
So they're already being fraudulent between the You Sexy thing and the bass player just doing whatever the hell he's doing.
You're right.
And you know what else I noticed? Have you watched the Squid Game show on Netflix?
Oh my God. I have not. Okay. I've not watched it, but I hear a whole lot about it.
I watched it.
Okay.
And the stage that they're on, for those of you who have seen the Squid Games, the stage that they're on reminds me of like the floor in the control room that has pictures of all the competitors' faces on it. Like if you're familiar with the Squid Games and you see that floor and the stage, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's real eerie if you ask.
Squid Game, is that a cartoon?
No, not at all. It's not for kids.
Oh.
That's an adult show.
Squid Games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it funny?
No. Not at all.
Maybe it's another show that
This is very popular show right now. It's all the talk. It's talk of the town.
That's the one on Netflix, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look it up. Or not look it up, but watch it. Because I've heard a lot about it. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm getting back into this. The dancing is, you know, it's
like
they're dancing.
It's like bad MC Hammer dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, and they look just very like we're
it's
here.
It's like digital underground. Dancing. It's like the right. Humpty Hump. They look like MC Hammer on crack.
Yes. Yeah, right?
And a little bit of Paula Abdul on fucking...
With a cat.
Prozac. With yeah.
The opposites attract.
Yeah.
Shock G. Rest in peace, Shock G, too. All right. There's a lot of those. All right, here we go. Don't believe the hype. What?
Don't believe the hype. You got to get over.
Well, you done got over for a while.
You got
right?
over on everybody yeah. for a couple of years. You got a Grammy. You had to give it back. But
got to give it back.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money they got. You know what I mean? After the.
No,
after that
I bet
thing.
Not a lot, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably
they have
not.
Nothing to do with the music.
Yeah, so they can't own
they
any.
They sold 2,000.
Right, of their own.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, back into it. Here I go. That was bad. You know who I am.
And I don't
know.
You better get with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, this is easy. Okay. This dance is really bad. It just looks lazy. It looks so lazy. Like they're in sync with each other and shit, oh, yeah. But it just looks like, you know, it's bad.
It's not, there's not a lot of arm movement. It's just legs.
They didn't right
legs. Yeah,
they didn't have a lot of money to pay the choreographer guy. Yeah, choreographer. There it is.
I bet they probably didn't even have. They came up with that on their own.
Probably.
They probably stole it from somebody.
Right. All right, man. I got a great idea. Let's just watch a couple James Brown videos before we get out here. This is stew we can do. The one's not even singing.
Right. Exactly.
The one's just a rapper, I think. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Fab's got the skills, I think, a little bit of what skill there is.
Yeah. And like I said, I heard Fab perform a Milli Vanilli song. It was from 2018. It wasn't bad. And on their album, he does most of the singing.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the rest or some more. Oh, dude, that's just bad. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, this dancing's pretty good. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
This dancing's pretty okay. Okay. That right, looked like it. A little kid and play. It. That looked a little kid and play to me. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Let me go over all the lyrics here.
Okay.
So I think it goes into the chorus and then I'm going to like, it's like a little kind of like breakdown thing. But then on the next chorus, it's kind of like a pre-chorus, these same lyrics, but I'll read what I got here. Okay. So chorus one, don't give up the fight. Don't believe the hype. You got to get over. don't give up the fight because you know who I am and you better get with it. Yeah. We're moving straight ahead into a place where dreams come true. And then Rob goes, dreams come true. It's really bad.
Right.
Obstacles, they're in the way. They won't stop me. Don't let them stop you. Don't give up the fight because we're going to the top without a doubt. Don't give it up. No, we won't give up the fight because we're moving straight ahead. No one can stop us now. Hey, hey. Let me tell you what here, okay?
Yeah.
They says they're going to the top without a doubt.
I've got some
serious doubts here, guys. Y'all ain't going to the top of nothing. I mean, you guys sold 2,000 albums. Like,
yeah,
that had to have been the actual very bottom. I mean, that didn't even chart.
This ain't even like, no.
There's no way.
This ain't close.
And like they say, don't give up. Like, I appreciate the sentiment. You're trying to be positive. And I feel like this song is like, you know how when some people like write these kind of like try to be like uplifting songs, like,
yeah,
feel the rain on your skin, like all those songs, yes, where, yeah, I feel like people write those like for the collective, like the world, to lift them up.
Yeah, right.
These guys wrote this song for themselves. Like, they
really have to
tell themselves. Like,
this to me is like Bill Clinton getting caught with Monica. You know what I mean? Fuckers had their pants down. Here comes, yeah, Hillary. Yeah. And we're all Hillary, right? So, I mean, no. Just fucking quit.
Who's Monica quit. In this?
You gave back the fucking... you gave That's back the Grammy.
That's the
right,
impeachment.
That's, yeah, the impeachment.
Okay, Jesus so... Christ. So
Millie and the music Millie industry is the black dress.
So, okay, but all right, but I want to know who Monica is in this situation.
Monica would be...
Monica is the record who got the money, right?
Well, no. I think Monica, who is the Lou Pearlman guy, who put them together, right?
Yeah,
Monica,
Frank.
Right?
Yeah.
Frank, yeah. Frank fucking...
Frank's Monica.
Yeah, for sure. And who was the... There was another one, the other woman. Who was the other woman? Paula Jones. Yes. Yeah. Paula Jones is in there somewhere, but it's a whole thing, man. It's Big a whole time. Thing. Right.
It is. It's
okay.
a mess, man.
It's
and
a mess.
Right now, we're Congress.
Oh, dude, we are fucking
you
Congress.
And I.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're Congress. Yeah.
We're absolutely.
Well, I'm Congress and you'll be the Senate. You'll decide.
I'm good with it.
Okay?
I'm good All with right. that. All right.
All right. All right, a little judiciary,
right?
And executive branch,
the highest form of the judicial system.
This is true crimes and or high crimes and misdemeanors for
right.
sure,
for sure.
Okay. Oh, I did want to say too. Okay. Did we go? Yeah, we did the dancing. Did you notice the mandolin player in the background?
Huh? No, I did not.
You didn't see that guy?
No, unfortunately, man, my eyes were focused on Robin
take
Fab.
Take it back a little bit and check out that mandolin player, man.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. I see him. I see him right here. I'm up hit it. He's just. Oh, damn. Okay. He's like posted up on the drum riser right now.
He's not even moving.
Not
he's
even
like a statue.
Oh, is he still? No, he's still that way. What's the point of this?
There's a whole breakdown for the
there
guys.
Goes. No, he just moved.
Stop. Hip-hop. All right, you got in. You got a second verse. Okay. So this mandolin player, okay, there are a few parts of the song where there's the mandolin. You can kind of hear it. But when he is not playing the mandolin, He doesn't move. He just stands there like a fucking statue.
That's Janet Reno, okay? Just Janet wants a couple minutes in the fucking spotlight. Just like, I gotta get on this motherfucker.
You know that's Linda Tripp. That's Linda Tripp. Okay, yeah.
Just sitting there. Dude, he's literally posting the drum riser. Like, just like...
Just 1 foot up on the drum riser.
Captain Morganing. Yes, Captain Morganing the fucking shit.
He looks like Apple the App from Black Eyed Peas dressed as Robin Hood.
Does, yeah. Oh my God. Where's the love? Fucking Christ.
Dude, I got no love for that guy.
Right?
I just like, I don't know if, I mean, because I couldn't take my eyes off of him, man, because they're dancing and he is just positioned perfectly in the middle of both them. Of them.
He is. I can't believe I missed him. Yeah, because he is, dude. He's just like, he's what? Just,
he doesn't like move what? A muscle, right? Man. He's my favorite guy.
Look out for him. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, take it back a little bit to get to the beginning of the verse.
All right, I got you. I got you. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, something, homeboy, you thought I was done. I can't get the rest.
He says, yeah, go through and then I'll
go. I'm going to go through it, It looks like they're doing like jazzercise right now. Like stepper.
All right,
like,
stop it. What's up, homeboy? You thought I was down, though I was out. I will not be abused, but negativity will not ruin me. All I know is going on. You gotta be young. You take it to the top. In order to be, you gotta be strong. You gotta hold on. All right. Did you like? Can you hear it? Because you got both your headphones in. Can you hear?
I can. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear how bad that rapping was?
Oh yeah, it was really bad. Yeah, it was really bad.
All right. So this is what I got for the lyrics here. Okay.
Okay.
I got. What's up, homeboy? You thought I was down. You thought I was out. I will not be abused by negativity. It will not rule me. Now I think Fab actually messes up here. So he comes in and says, "All I know what's going on. You gotta be on straight to the top." Again, I don't know if that's
right.
What we're supposed to be, but that's what I came up with. In order to compete, you gotta be strong. You gotta hold on. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Say you thought I was down, you thought I was out. Yeah, you were down and out, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you competing with, too? I mean, like, you know,
yeah. I
there's local bands that sell 2,000 fucking albums. You know what I mean?
That's true, man. That's definitely true. Yeah, you're not competing. I mean, maybe they're competing with the real Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, maybe. They probably didn't sell much more, I guess, right?
I don't know what they did. Nothing that I...
Right.
Heard. Now, did you see the bass player behind them fucking getting down?
Yes, I did see the bass player this time.
He was really, really into it. I don't think that guy's playing that bass guitar. If you notice too, now there are, you know, wireless packs where you can, you know, hook up to like the PA without wires, but none of these instruments are plugged in.
Right.
At all.
Right.
The drums have got no triggers.
Mics,
on them.
Nothing. Yeah.
The mandolin is not plugged in. Bass not plugged in. I don't think they're playing. Why even
I don't
be
either.
There? Like, why be there?
Hey, I mean, it gives a nice ambiance, you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready to go, viewer.
All right, here we go.
You see the mandolin player now?
Yeah, he's getting down.
He's playing that.
Oh, he stopped playing.
Yeah, he's done that. Hey, hey. Don't give it up.
fucking mandolin player again.
Is he doing anything?
No, he's just standing there. Like, it's crazy.
All right, hit pause.
My bass player is fucking jamming, though.
Bass player's jamming.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'll read these lyrics here, but it's just I will say Millie or I'm sorry, Fab and Rob or Rob and Fab. They're mm-hmm. These are them. These are their vocals coming out. The
right.
Musicians behind them are not playing. That's bogus.
But right.
They're singing / rapping. Okay.
Right.
So you do hear the mandolin player. And what I'm calling the pre-chorus here.
Mm-hmm. It's,
so he's playing now when it goes, we're moving straight ahead into a place where dreams come true. People try to bring you down. It won't stop me. Don't let it stop you.
Don't let it stop you.
They say where dreams come true, but this is a fucking nightmare if you ask me, man. Now we get into what I believe is the chorus. This is when the mandolin stops again.
Yeah.
And then it goes, don't give up the fight because we're going to the top without a doubt. Don't give it up. No, we won't give up the fight because we're moving straight ahead. No one can stop us now. Hey, hey. And then the ladies come in and sing. They go, don't give up the fight. Don't give it up. And then they say that again. Don't give up the fight. Don't give it up. And then they go into these another kind of breakdown thing. So go ahead, Zach, whenever you're okay. Ready.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I got the power.
Yeah. We got another standpoint.
Oh, the dancing's way off here. Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got you sexy thing again. What's going on?
Oh, he does like the... Okay.
What's happening?
All right.
Paint like a picture for the people.
He does like the... He gets down on his knees. Like he does like a like an knee slide type
Rob
deal,
does.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Then he jumps up off of his knees,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Without like no hands.
No hands. Very athletic.
Very maybe, athletic.
Maybe yeah. He should have tried his hand in professional sports. Maybe
like
food,
yeah, he should have played like for Winchester United or something. Manchester United.
Winchester United.
Winchester. I'm fucking, I don't know shit about that shit.
Winchester United is in Mississippi.
Right? It's at the Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. And that's not a soccer. That's not a soccer team.
No.
Hey, hey.
Oh, okay. The background singer. Get it.
Who was singing?
That's my favorite. Have you ever seen Step Brothers when they're at the job interview?
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones behind them like peeks his head around.
Hello.
Hello, lady.
I think I can help with this Pan
Pam. Pam situation. Yeah.
That is what it looks like. So
yeah.
So Rob and Fab are like standing and one of them is behind the other and they're like moving side to side.
Yeah.
And now sometimes that looks kind of cool when you got like 7, 8, 9 people. But when there's
right.
Two,
you got
of
two
them,
cats, yeah.
It looks really dumb. You've got to check the video out, man, because there's just the dancing is phenomenal. I think they focused. Zach said it was lazy. I agree. It's not good.
There are parts of it, though, that you're like, okay, his dance is pretty good.
I do think that they focused a little too much on the dancing, not enough on the rapping.
Yeah.
Or the lyrics.
I'd probably agree with that.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
Now, Ron, I'm sorry. Pause it.
Okay.
Rewind
okay.
it a little again, and then go back to when they go on the girls, and one of the girls is really, she's got
yeah, she's belting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at both of the girls and tell me which one is singing the first.
Oh, okay.
Go back to one.
What? They're lip singing.
They're lip singing, exactly. Because they're the
they have to.
Was of a lady doing a run, but neither
both
of them.
Yes. My God. On time, but both of them, like, one started and the other one, like, realized, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
So the other one's doing it now.
It's a mess.
Oh, it's a train wreck, dude. This is a fucking train wreck. The only one who's fucking doing what they should be doing is a fucking mandolin player, and that's nothing.
Exactly. Just standing there.
Hey, there he is. He's just standing there again. Like, when I say the mandolin player is doing nothing, I mean, like, not just like not playing the mandolin. Like, he is literally Captain Morgan on the fucking drum riser for 90% of this song.
Not even snapping his fingers, tapping his toes.
Just literally like blindly staring
into the camera. He's the back, like
right.
looking into my soul.
Yes.
I really think it is Apple D app, and he has managed to he's a time traveler somehow.
I think he might be right. He's like, I got some shit for y'all. Oh, all right.
You see, at the end, he did get in on the fist.
He got up on the fist raise.
Yeah, and he did a couple of other. There were a couple of other choreographed moves that he did.
That was fucking hilarious. Like the mandolin player is my favorite too, man.
Oh, he is definitely my favorite.
Man, okay, so all right. Had I have seen this on TV and been like, okay, I don't know who these guys are. All right. I don't know if this is Robin Fab. They were in Milli Vanilli. Milli Vanilli never existed, right?
Yeah.
And you just got these guys. Yeah. I would have looked at it and been like, man, this is bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is bad. And I probably would have chuckled. Just that fucking mandolin player. God damn it, man. But man, like, I don't care what you do. Robin Fab would never be Robin Fab. One of them's Millie, one of them's Vanilli.
Right.
I don't care which one. Dude, they were the biggest train wreck in music history. Biggest misstep ever in music were these cats.
A Grammy back.
Back. They gave a Grammy back.
That's crazy. Still
crazy.
To this day.
Like, you know what, man? If that would have been me, I'd be like, you have to come get this fucking Grammy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
From my cold dead hands.
Dude. The fucking Winchester United. Fucking they would have been.
Let's go.
Oh my God. So for me, man, like, look, listen, okay, this is
look and listen
listen with your ears, okay?
Listen with your eyes. See with your ears.
See with your ears. All right. No, man, I can't do it. I can't bail this out. This is not only is are they a fraud on all levels, they're fucking goddamn background singers are fraud. The musicians are fraud. And the only reason they aren't lip singing, even if they recorded it, right? The only reason they're not lip singing is because they cannot afford to have another, like, anything.
Yeah.
If anything happened, that would have been it. I mean, it was it anyway. But, you know, any hopes that they had of even selling their 2,000 albums, it would have been done.
Like,
they would have sung nothing.
Had, like, in their mind, they thought that they were coming back.
They thought they were doing it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. They weren't giving up the fight. Yeah. They weren't giving up the fight.
Fucking.
They thought they were going to the top.
Given up. They should have given up. That's for sure.
Man. I wish they would have. But they didn't, man. But for me, dude, it's this one's staying locked up. I mean, and for me, it didn't matter really kind of what the bail is on this one. It doesn't get any worse than this.
Nah, this, like I said, this to me is got to be up there with one of the, if not the biggest musical misstep of all time.
Ever. No, it really is. Them as a collective whole absolutely is.
Like I said before, I mean, even at least Kris Jenner fucking tried to sing, man.
She tried.
Fucking K-Fed, Popo Zhao, Heidi, everybody else so far that we reviewed at least tried. We got to give them that.
They literally were living a sham of a fraud.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Every single bit of it, man. So mm-hmm. I can't get down like that, man. They're fucking impeached, too. I'm impeaching these motherfuckers.
All right, so I impeached them, and you voted to remove them.
Yeah, they're gone.
All right, perfect.
They're out. They're
get
out.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. We're on to the next one.
All right, well, that's
who's
it, man.
Who's their vice president, though? That's the scary thing.
I guess that would be maybe the real Millie. The real Millie Vanilli, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're in office, so for now.
You always know it's a good episode when you can get a lot of Bill Clinton references in.
It's my favorite.
All right. Well, at this point in time, Zach, it is time for you for the
listeners. I am going to recommend a song for the listeners and listen to it. Listeners, this is a good song. Okay. Yep. This song was released February 21st of 2006, not 16, just 2006. Six.
Okay.
On okay. Fat Wreck Chords.
Oh, Fat Wreck Chords. We have interviewed a Fat Wreck artist on this show.
We have. And I kind of feel so I've never picked the same artist more than once on the okay. episode, right? That's okay. never happened. Okay. But an artist I have picked has played in this band. Okay.
Okay.
All right. The band is called The Loved Ones. Okay. The song's called Jane. It was on Keep Your Heart was the album. It was produced by Brian McTaren. Brian McTaren is an artist of his own. He's like in hardcore bands, things of that nature. Good jam. Check it out. Love it. Listen. And that's what I got. That's
rock
it this week.
And roll.
Rocking and nice. Rolling. Yeah.
Nice. I've all noticed right. that your song recommendations, like they used to be pretty long-winded. Now they're yeah. straight to the point. Listen to it and like it. That's
just
it.
Just listen to them shits, you know? It's a good song. You know, the clip will speak for itself.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Listen to it. If you don't, yeah. we'll try again.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
At least nobody else is picking our songs for us.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We're picking our own songs.
We're doing all the legwork here.
Man, every single bit of it.
All right. So my song this week, Zach.
Okay, I'm really
very,
excited.
Very popular song.
Okay, I'm so excited to hear it.
All right. So back in 1990, when Milli Vanilli won their Best New Artist Grammy, they robbed the other nominees.
One of them was Boyz II Men.
One of them was not Boyz II Men.
Shit.
So right. the artist that were also nominated in this category.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
A woman named Nene Cherry, or Nene Cherry. I don't know. It's N-E-N-E-H Cherry.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is.
Never heard of her.
No. Okay.
Soul to Soul.
Okay.
You know Soul to Soul?
Yeah, Candy Colored Raindrops, right? Yeah. Wasn't that them?
No, no.
That was Soul for Real.
That was Soul for Real. Soul to Soul.
So many souls. So many souls.
True. They sung that Back to Life.
Oh, Back to Reality.
To Reality. Okay.
That's a good jam. Okay.
That is a good jam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also nominated that year, Indigo Girls.
Oh, the Indigo Girls. The
Indigo Girls were nominated.
For Best New Artist? The Indigo Girls have been a band much longer than 1990.
And the last nominee was Tone Loc.
Oh, okay. Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. So I decided that we needed to do some sort of justice.
Okay.
For these nominees, okay? I looked it up. The Indigo Girls actually won a Grammy that year.
Okay.
In a different category.
Okay.
Soul to Soul has won 2 Grammys.
Hmm.
Okay. The Nene Cherry girl, not won a Grammy. I listened to her songs from that era. Not my kind of thing.
Okay.
Tone Loc never won a Grammy. That was his shot.
Well, hey, man. okay. All right. I mean, the pickings were slim in 90, I think. Right?
I like the Indigo Girls, okay?
Hey, man, I'm not hating on them. I'm not hating on them.
Now, I've seen the Indigo Girls in concert.
Me too, multiple bud. Times.
Did you? Now, obviously, every time I've seen them, it's been with Mom.
Right.
And so I'm guessing you went to the Lilith Fair?
Oh, yeah.
Once with us?
I have been to the Lilith Fair a few times.
Do you want to tell the listeners what we used to call Lilith Fair?
I do not.
I think. Now you got to remember, folks, we were young kids.
Very young.
I'm an adult now, so there's no excuse now. I'm not happy with what we called it. I don't know who came up with this term. Do you remember?
I do not.
it was either you, Sean,
it was
or
not
myself.
Me. It was it not me. You. I'm pretty sure it was you. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but I'm pretty sure it was you. This just seemed like something around that time frame that you would have came up with.
Yeah. I'm
placing it on you. I'll Sean, take ownership because we all did adapt it.
We did adapt it. And Sean, if you're the one who came up with it, let me know and I will correct it on next week's episode.
Next week. Okay.
But you got to remember, folks, now this was probably in the late 90s. We were young kids. Okay.
Yeah.
Mom drug us to these. She didn't drug us. I enjoyed going. It was fun. I liked live music, whatever.
Yeah.
But Lilith Fair was put on by Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
All female artist.
Yeah.
The majority, I don't want to say the overwhelming majority, but there were a lot of lesbians that would go to Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
More power to them. I love.
There was a lot of lesbian music acts as well.
Uh-huh,
you know, like Melissa Etheridge played the Indigo Girls, and I'm sure there's some more in there. And good musicians, man. You know, in their own right, and with the type of music they play.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, right.
But anyway, as we came to realize soon, as you know, kids in our mid to late teens, Zach in his early teens, we coined the term.
I wasn't even a teenager yet, I don't think.
We coined the term Lezzy Scare.
Lezzy Scare, yes.
Now, I'm not proud of that. Okay. I apologize.
In all fairness, though, I did see some pretty scary things.
That's the thing about it, okay?
Especially for a young child.
Exactly.
Some of it was hard to see.
As a 14 to 16 year old, I hadn't quite discovered the joys of lesbianism at that time. Okay.
It's a couple years later. A
couple years later, I realized this is okay. All right. Yeah. But at that time, and at those concerts, the lesbians that were there were a little scary to someone such as myself. Oh, a Midwestern kid still trying to figure himself out. And I'm walking around 15,000 women, and sometimes I couldn't tell.
Even if they were wearing a shirt or not.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
God, nothing says culture like the fucking little affair. Thanks, Mom.
And me and my friends were 99% sure Mom was a lesbian.
Dude, JPK. Okay, me and Jason Keller came home one day, and we're hanging outside. And I think Sean might have been involved. I'm pretty sure Sean was involved in this. But we come home, and now Sean, I think Sean was hanging this gigantic rainbow dragon in our backyard.
Oh yeah, I remember rainbow dragon.
Like, Sean, what the fuck are you doing, man? He's like,
it's like a kite thing.
Yeah, it was huge, though.
Huge.
And I'm like, what are you doing, man? He's like, oh, I'm hanging this up for Mom. I'm like, okay, you know, good for Mom, I guess.
So, at this point in time, too, you know, a real popular show with people in my age bracket was South Park.
Yes.
And in the episode where they're trying to find the clitoris, I don't know if you remember that episode, Zach.
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
Well, the chef told them that, like, lesbians know how to find the clitoris. And then so the kids were trying to be lesbians. And they're like, well, how do we be lesbians? And the chef goes, you got to listen to Indigo Girls, wear Birkenstocks and patchouli oil, and lick a lot of carpet. And that's how you become a lesbian. And Mom did three of the four of those things that I know of. So that's why.
She did like Berber, you know. Fuck, we don't even know what the song was. What was the song? What was your pick? What's the song?
my song is Funky Comadina by
So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Funky Comadina.
This brother told me. Love it. Love it.
Anyway, oh yeah, so it reached number three on the Hot 100. It was written by Young MC, Matt Dyke, and Michael Ross. So anyway, go listen to that. Oh, and if you're wondering too what Cold Medina is, it's actually a term that Flavor Flav coined as a nickname for the drink Fuzzy Navel.
Nice.
I think it's time for us to fucking end this episode quick.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut a lot of this out. A lot of this is going to have to be cut out. I'm just saying.
All right, well, in that case.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck you, Pauly Shore.
Zach? And Doug, Dead Doug.
Dead Doug. All right, bye, guys.
Fuck you. Bye.
So we give this Grammy back now.